Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
I want to talk about a critical breakthrough that we do know is happening, that Mehdi Javanmard, a professor at Rutgers University and co-founder of RizLab Health, is designing. It's about white blood cell count. I can hardly wait to hear. Can you please tell us what you are doing, Mehdi?
Absolutely. I think we're all familiar with things like glucose meters that diabetics use. You know, they can take a quick finger prick and check their glucose levels at home. Or, you know, home-based tests like the COVID tests, right? We all started using those during the pandemic. Now, what we're trying to do at RizLab Health is essentially take that similar idea, but use it for counting blood cells. So things like white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets. And, you know, when being able to check these levels rapidly with a tiny amount of blood is really important, you know, for different kinds of diseases, indications, you know, patients having all sorts of, you know, different conditions that they're dealing with. You know, just to give you an idea, the first indication that we're targeting is sepsis. You know, sepsis, as you know, is the third leading killer third leading cause of hospital deaths.
Can you explain exactly what sepsis is?
Yeah. Very good question. So I think the best way to describe sepsis is it's blood poisoning. It's like you get bacteria, pathogens in your blood. Usually originates from somewhere outside of the blood. The bacteria manage to get in the blood, and then obviously, as you can imagine, creates a mess because bacteria shouldn't be in there. And if not treated very quickly, then it can result in death. In fact, for every hour that treatment is delayed, the chance of mortality goes up by 8%. I personally actually had, you know, a very dear relative, very close relative of mine several years back who, you know, had surgery on their knee, and that ultimately resulted in sepsis, and they ended up, you know, passing away after a month or so.
Did they know they had it right away, or did they delay too long for treatment?
They did not know. They did not know right away because they came home after the surgery and then, you know, the wound got infected and then, you know, ultimately, you know, got into their bloodstream. And by the time the hospitals figured out what was going on, they started treating, but it was a little too late. And then you get antimicrobial resistance as well. You know, the bacteria can become resistant to antibiotics. And then it becomes very, very difficult to treat. So just, you know, just to tell you what we want to do at RizLab, for example, is, you know, being able to triage high-risk patients very early, like in the emergency room at triage, for example, right? Because right now, the way it works is in an emergency room, when somebody comes in with an infection, they look at four parameters. So they look at the, you know, whether you have fever or not, whether you have elevated heart rate, elevated breathing rate. And those three things they can do at the triage, right? You know, there's like a nurse there that can quickly measure these things. But the fourth parameter is the white blood cell count. They can't do that until you get admitted into the ER. And we know, like these days, ERs are very overcrowded, right? So you get admitted, you need a phlebotomist to take a tube of blood, has to get sent to a lab, right? By the time that gets back, 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 hours may have passed, right? The disease has progressed. But what we envision is being able to take a finger prick at triage and know within minutes, right, whether the blood count is elevated and whether they need to start sepsis treatment right away. Or better yet, being able to do it in the ambulance, right, when the patient's on the way. Or in urgent care.
Sounds like that really fills a need.
So is sepsis then treatable if it's caught early?
Yeah. So essentially they start, you know, the medical team will start infusion of antibiotics right away. Right? Very, you know,
and that makes
cocktail.
All the difference. That would be enough to help somebody survive.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are you measuring? Are you measuring white blood cell count?
Yeah. So exactly. In the emergency room, those four parameters I mentioned, they're called the SIRS criteria, systemic inflammatory response. So the higher your score is, the higher chance of mortality. So essentially, once they see that you have a score of two or higher, they begin that process. But oftentimes they need a tiebreaker, right? Because maybe somebody took aspirin or Tylenol before they went and their fever's under control. But right. They really, you know, have something bad going on. Or maybe, you know, maybe they just rushed to the ER. So they're, you know, they're breathing, you know, heavily or they're nervous. So they have a high heart rate. The white blood cell count is the only one that is truly objective.
So how did you go about starting this company and how did you go about designing the device? What were the steps that you took?
So very good question. So this all started from, you know, my academic roots. I did my PhD at Stanford. I don't want to say how many years ago. so you can't guess how old I am. But my research focus was on, you know, building really tiny sensors for being able to detect really small molecules like proteins, you know, cells, DNA molecules. So we built this technology, looked really promising, you know, published papers and continued really working on it in an academic environment. In 2014, I started a lab at Rutgers University, you know, was able to recruit some amazing, brilliant students and scholars to work on further, you know, building this technology and perfecting it. And then, you know, about 5-6 years ago, with a team of great co-founders, we spun off the company with the goal of commercializing, filing patents, mass producing it, getting regulatory approval, things that you got to do it in the corporate environment.
Yeah, I have to point out that Rizzi Lab is a Gerhardt Law client, so
thank you
very much for that.
No, and thank you for the support you give us. Yeah.
So do you have investor funding?
We do. We benefit both from investor funding, so private investors, and also federal government contracts have really helped us, you know, de-risk the technology, manufacture these devices. And now we're working on doing the clinical studies necessary to get clearance for our device from the FDA.
So how many lives do you think you can save in a year? Have you done the calculation?
So just to give you an idea, well, 134,000 people die from sepsis every day and roughly 11 million annually. 80% of those deaths are preventable if the sepsis is detected early.
Why don't they just test at the hospital, you know, more often?
Very good question. So when you go to the ER, they do, but it's only after you've been admitted and, you know, you need a phlebotomist to come and take a full tube of blood and send that on to the lab. Now, some ERs are very fast and can do it quickly, but if you go to like a major hospital that's really crowded, the lab is backed up, that can take hours. Wouldn't it help just to measure your white blood cell count once a year? Well, you do that already for your physical exam, mm-hmm. right? But sepsis is something that just appears very quickly, and it moves very fast.
Yeah, I was kind of under the impression that anyone that got sepsis pretty much died, but I guess not everyone that gets it. But what is the survival rate? Did you say that already?
So what I do know is roughly 50 million cases and 11 million. So more like one in five die. And of those, you know, those that die, 80% of them could have been preventable if detected early.
What's the treatment?
It's an aggressive regimen of antibiotics infused.
Mehdi Javanmard, professor at Rutgers University and co-founder of RizLab Health. How do people find you? I guess they can go on the Rutgers site and find you. How do you spell your last name?
Javanmard.
So if there are any people out there looking for like groundbreaking research, you're a bright young student, would you want them to contact you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we love what Rutgers does. They are groundbreaking with their research in so many areas. And thank you very much, Matty. This has been fascinating.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.